Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shanta. How may I help you today?
Hi, Shanta. My name is Ronnie Sue Carpenter, and this is the second time that I've had to call and request that these charges that you've charged to my credit card for something I did not authorize and did not want, and I was told at that time they would be taken off my account, but they have not been. So can you take care of it, please?
May I start off by getting your zip code?
48632 is my zip code, but it might be under 48532 because I have two different addresses attached to credit cards.
Your name?
Ronnie Sue Carpenter, R-O-N-N-E-E-S-U-E, Carpenter, C-A-R-P-E-N-T-E-R.
Okay. All right. Let me take a look here. All right. Can you please verify your address for me?
The address to the credit card that was used or the address of where I live?
No, the address attached to that zip code you provided me in 48632.
Okay, that's 11345 Twin Lakes Avenue, Lake Michigan, 48632.
Okay, thank you. One moment here. Okay, yes, ma'am. So I do have, let me see, I'm just getting all the information here gathered. I am showing where this actually started from a Wi-Fi booster paying $745. Let me see here. I do show where the account
And I haven't received the product either.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
And I don't get any I don't get any communication on it through my emails or anything either.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I can do, only can do one thing at a time. Give me one brief moment here.
Okay.
Thank you. Let me see. Okay, so I do thank you so much there for holding. When you spoke with someone back on the 6th and you had the account canceled out, let me see here.
Yeah,
did you speak with someone in our fraud department?
I don't know who I spoke to, ma'am. All I know is that I didn't agree to it, and it was through something through Home Depot, I thought, through some kind of a survey that I was allowed to get this thing, and I didn't know that I was going to get charged almost $50 as well as the shipping and handling, and I didn't like that, and I called and complained. So I don't know who I talked to, but they were supposed to cancel the $49.97 to my credit card because I don't want whatever that is supposed to represent. I don't know how to access it. I don't know how to use it. I didn't even know that I was going to get charged for this fee.
Yes, ma'am. So representative who you spoke with canceled the account to make sure that you wouldn't have any additional charges. That's the only cancellation that was done. There was nothing in regarding of canceling a charge on the account. Now, what I can do, I can issue a customer courtesy credit of a 35% refund, and that'll reflect back into
I want the whole $50 back because I have not used it, the $49.97.
Well, ma'am, even though you have not used it, that link was already sent out to your email address for the $125.
No, I haven't gotten anything on it. That's why I'm complaining.
I understand your complaint. I'm just trying to assist there. And as I'm saying that that link was already sent out to your email address, so that link is already activated to your email address. If you haven't used it or not, it was sent out back on January the 3rd, and you called it on January the 6th. The most I can do is issue a 50% courtesy refund, and it reflects free within 3 to 5 business days.
No, I need a 100% refund because I did not agree to it.
Well,
and
yes,
I am looking through my I am looking through my emails right now, ma'am, and I have nothing from you people dated
well,
the 3rd. Nothing.
Us people, ma'am. My name is Shanta, okay? And we are a company.
All right, Shanta, I didn't remember your name. I'm sorry.
Okay. But it was done through an Android 10 device, so we do have your IP address from how the order was placed. So it shows that you actually did pay the $745 shipping and handling to have that Wi-Fi booster sent out.
They took that out of my account on 12/31. Now,
yes,
I have
ma'am.
Not received that item either. And I never even got on 12/31. I never got anything from you people.
We are shown by the United States Postal Service, ma'am. That was delivered on January the 8th. I'm not sure why you haven't received the email, you haven't received the item, you haven't received anything, but we have documentation that is timestamped that is being sent out to you.
Well, you know what? I don't live at that address right now. I don't know where it went. Somebody else is there. They have told me that they don't receive anything at that address. They haven't gotten anything. Okay, 12/31. I have no emails from you people on 12/31. Confirm of your receipt on 3/1. Let's see, what's this for? That's nothing either. Now, 1/4. Visa Den, is that what it was through? Nope, those are my shoes. On 1/4. So you see, I've got nothing here, and I'm on my email currently, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I can speak with my supervisor to see if there's anything more that I can do. I just know there's only so much I can do in regards to the policy that we have in the account here, and it's only allowing me to apply a 50% refund back to the account.
But if you charged me on the 4th and I canceled on the 6th, that should be at least 28 days worth of service, which is closer to 95%.
No, ma'am. 28 days worth of service and it's a 30 days in a month. That is less than 98%. Now, if you only use 2 days of service, then yes, that's like a 98%.
I didn't use it because I never
got it. I know what you're saying, ma'am, but your calculation that you was trying to provide me, I was just letting you know that was off there, because if it's over a month of service, then you're not entitled to over half of the funds. That's what I'm saying. Due to the account,
I canceled it on the 6th. I was billed on the 4th. That means that I could only have been able to use it for 2 days.
And the
services,
okay, you didn't get billed until the 3rd, but these services was created on December 31st.
I didn't agree to anything like this kind of a service. I don't even know what kind of a service it is. I mean, what kind of a service is it? In other words, you're charging me this money for the product that I got that I didn't get.
No, ma'am. I never said we charge you for the product. I don't know whoever explained that incorrectly, but that is incorrect information. You was charged $49.97 as a membership fee for being in our Factory Direct Savings Club. With that $50 you're charged.
What club?
If you're lying,
I don't know what
explain,
club you're even talking about.
I'm trying to explain there, but when I try to explain you... You're not allowing me to explain there. All right. Initially, when the selection of that Wi-Fi booster, that was a welcoming gift. Explain it in our terms and conditions. I understand we're busy people there. We don't have time to read all that information that's on the site, but it did have our terms and conditions that it stated that the $745 was for shipping and handling. And then within 48 hours, you'll be charged $49.97 for a membership fee of our factory
derived. I never got anything like that. That's what I'm
no,
trying
ma'am.
To tell
it
you.
It wasn't sent out to you. It was on the website where you had to acknowledge if you were 18 years of age and older. And by acknowledging that gave us people here at the company an understanding that you had read that information and you was of legal age and aware that $49.97 would be charged, and we would then give you $75 on top of that to use at our Factory Direct Savings Club store to purchase many different type of gadgets like the Wi-Fi booster you selected on December 31st.
That's yeah, and that was supposed to be for doing some survey for Home Depot. It never said anything about joining any club. I never would have agreed to it because I don't do that kind of thing.
I understand, ma'am. I understand you don't do that type of thing, but it's not in my character to give customers false information. I have no reason to give you any incorrect information. I'm actually reading the information from the website that is sitting here in front of me, and that's exactly what it mentions. And it has where
well,
you
then how come I didn't get anything from the website? I have got nothing here. I just read you all.
I said you had to acknowledge that. I said that wasn't sent out to you on the website. It asked you if you were 18 years of age and older and if you had fully read and understood our terms and conditions. There was a box that you
had
to check.
There were no terms and conditions.
I understand,
ma'am.
That's
what I'm trying to tell you.
I understand, and I'm just trying to tell you that it was so we can pretty much go back and forth of what you're saying that you didn't see and what I'm actually viewing, and that's on the website. But if it was something more I can do, I wouldn't sit here and hold you hostage about what I cannot do. The most I can do is issue a 50% courtesy refund, which is $24.99, because you still do have access to a $125 gift card that was sent out to you.
What? No, I never received any gift card. Never. Where was it sent?
As I mentioned earlier and multiple times there, it was sent out to your email address. You may want to check your junk or spam folder because that sometimes it's just not recognizable with your email. It can get placed in your junk or spam.
And what date was that?
The services was activated on December 31st. The membership took place on January the 3rd.
Well, I don't have anything in my spam. Nothing. And I can go back and look through the trash. What date you said, 12/31?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, says I left some. I got one that says I left an item in my cart from an admission thing on 12/30. Well, that one can't be the right one because that was dated the day before any of this was supposed to happen. On 1/2, I've got something about changing a shipment. I've got something on 1/2 about Omicron KN95 masks. Some pharmacy refill for medications, Michigan Secretary of State, eBay on the 4th.
Okay, ma'am, I don't want to.
I don't have anything from you people anywhere.
Yeah, ma'am, can you please stop saying you people? But what I'm going to do, if I have to cover the other half under my own employee expenses, I will. I will make sure under my own expenses of myself, make sure you get your other $24.99. You have been refunded $49.97. Allow 3 to 5 business days for that to reflect, ma'am. Your cancellation number, do you have a pen and paper available?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Shonda.
Yes, you have canceled 258-678-130.
Let me repeat that back to you, please. C is in Charles, 258-678-130.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
You fucking lying asshole.
Ma'am, what was that?
Nothing.
Any assistance? Okay.
No, thank you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Can you please release the line?
I can't, no. You have to.
I mean, you have to release the line. I wouldn't still be sitting holding. I do apologize. Hello, Ms. Carpenter. Are you having issues with releasing a line?
I cannot release the line, ma'am, because of the way the call was made. You have to hang up. It's the only way it works on this system.
You're not able to just hit your end button, or?
I don't have anything like that.
You're not on a cell phone device? You're on a landline?
No. It's on a computer hookup. And I cannot release the line.
Okay. Allow me to get my supervisor to force me out. One brief moment.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for being patient. I have gotten someone to release the line. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day and a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you.